Welcome to the Politocrat. I am Omar Moore. It is Tuesday, August the 15th, 2023. On this edition of the Politocrat, a piece of garbage is indicted in Georgia on racketeering and conspiracy charges. 98 pages and 41 counts and 19 people allegedly committing crimes of conspiracy and racketeering, including the piece of garbage. All of that coming up next. Well, maybe I should go away more often. Good day to you, dear listener, and welcome back to the Politocrat Daily Podcast. Yes, there's been a few days, a hiatus of sorts here, as I take a break and return. And my goodness, what did I miss? Dear listener, what did I miss? Welcome indeed aboard to this edition of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. It's so good to have you along, and I do hope that you've been having a very good summer, an active summer, an enjoyable summer, and a summer that will carry you along into the fall as we go, because we're just literally about a month or so, just a bit more than that now, away from the beginning of fall, the beginning of autumn. My gosh, it is crazy. It is unreal, but it is absolutely something that's coming down the road here for you and I, the transition of seasons. Seasons change. And what's also coming down the road are more indictments and more criminal activity, I think, or more legal trouble for this piece of garbage who continues to show the world that he's a criminal, and the corporate news media here in the United States continues to play along with the charade and continues to cover him on every angle and to make the advertising money and the ratings that they want. They absolutely love this. And I think it's good. It's good that he was indicted again late last night. If you are on the eastern coast of the United States, you probably were sleeping, many of you, since it is a work week, probably were sleeping when Fani Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney in Georgia, had a press conference where she read out a statement and detailed the charges, or detailed parts of the charges, against not only the piece of garbage who was in the White House for one term from January of 2017 to January of 2021, but also 18 other individuals, including Rudy Giuliani, including Mark Meadows, including Sidney Powell, including Jenna Ellis, and including John Eastman. Now, I could go on and on and on. There's still a load of other people. But the bottom line is that this is a 98-page, 41-count, 19-person indictment by the state of Georgia for what is termed as a criminal enterprise, the Racketeering-Influenced Corrupt Organizations Act. And what many of us have been saying all along, dear listener, is that this piece of garbage, and you know who I'm talking about, who was in the White House for 4 years from January 2017 to January 2021, is a criminal. There are books that have been written. One of them is a book called The Making, and I'll mention his name now, of Donald Trump by David K, that's C-A-Y, David K. Johnston. That book is the book you need to read. And David K. Johnston, who, from what I remember, is a registered Republican and an economist and someone who's been writing books forever, has known this piece of garbage for nearly 50 years, has spoken to him, I believe, on one or two occasions. And he said in this book, if you read it, that this guy, you know, is been long connected with criminal activity or has been involved in it. And if he hasn't said that directly in the book, there's more than enough evidence out there. Look at what happened in the 1970s with his refusal to rent to black people any of his properties. He had to pay millions of dollars worth of fines for that in a civil lawsuit brought by the federal government. I mean, there's so many other things. His organization and people going to prison. The whole thing that happened just this year with E. Jean Carroll and the $5 million verdict against this piece of garbage, ruling that he sexually abused E. Jean Carroll in the civil suit. And there's another one coming against him. The indictments that we've seen already, whether it's in Manhattan, where we saw that back in, was it April of this year? March or April? Indictments there. Indictments, of course, by Jack Smith, the special counsel, with the Mar-a-Lago documents that he held on to and kept in his freaking estate there in Mar-a-Lago. Hundreds of boxes of them. And he's on a recording saying that, I know these are classified documents and I should give them back, but I didn't. He is so stupid, as well as he's such a criminal and a piece of garbage. And he's stupid. And he's on audio admitting all these things. Whether it's the indictment that was handed down by Jack Smith just a couple of weeks ago. And he's, you know, back on August the 1st. When he is, I think, the most serious of all of these, and also this one is too, that I'm going to get to, whether he, you know, August 1st of this year, just earlier this month, beginning of this month, and all the counts against him, and four counts against him, trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election, the presidential election of that year. Or whether it's this fourth indictment against him, this one by the Fulton County DA in Georgia, Fannie Willis, F-A-N-I, Fannie Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, that talks about this conspiracy to undo the results of the election in Georgia. This guy is a criminal. And if you don't believe that, you are not in touch with reality. You're not in touch with it. He is a mob boss. And that's essentially what this indictment says about this piece of garbage. A mob boss. It's that simple. Now, because this indictment was handed down late last night, if you're on the eastern coast of the United States, you probably are waking up going, whoa, really? This? Yeah, yes, yes. And I will tell you, this is no dream. This is what really happened. And what I'm going to play for you in just a few moments' time is the press conference, both the Q&A afterwards and, of course, before that, the actual statement made by the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis. That's coming up in a moment. But what I do want to play for you first, before we even go there, and hold on to your hats, dear listeners, because you're going to hear this disgusting human being's voice for the next 4 minutes. What you're going to hear right now, what I'm going to play to you right now, dear listener, is the 4 minutes of audio. These clips, these edits, these clips that were obtained by the, in fact, they obtained the whole call, but they've just put together soundbite clips. And forgive me for that, because I know that soundbites are the thing of the day these days. But this, what you are about to hear, is 4 minutes of this disgusting human being's voice when he put in a call on January the 2nd, 2021, to the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. By the way, Brad Raffensperger is someone who supports voter suppression. I'm not making him out to be any kind of hero here, because he is not one. Second of all, Brad Raffensperger is a supporter of this piece of garbage. And third of all, Brad Raffensperger voted for this piece of garbage in 2020. So I want you to keep that in mind. This is the audio tape, and you will hear him say, that piece of garbage, say, I just want to find 11,780 votes. This is the audio that you must hear, and this is also part of the whole situation that came down late last night. This fourth indictment of someone who should never be in public office. And next year, if he is the nominee next year, because the media wants him to be, so they can continue to make ratings and everything else out of his name. Next year, you have to make sure that President Biden and Vice President Harris win another term in the White House. And that starts with voting, 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 and making sure that this piece of garbage does not get to return to the White House after everything we've seen, January 6, 2021, and all the rest, and all these indictments. Now, they still have to be proven in a court of law beyond a reasonable doubt that these are criminal indictments. And they are serious. They are serious. So now, dear listener, without any further ado, here is the audio obtained by the Washington Post of that January 2nd, 2021 call, just 4 days before January 6th and the terrorist violence there. Here is that call between the piece of garbage and the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger.
We have won this election in Georgia based on all of this. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, Brad. You know, I mean, the people of Georgia are angry. And these numbers are going to be repeated on Monday night, along with others that we're going to have by that time, which are much more substantial even. And the people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Now, do you think it's possible that they shredded ballots in Fulton County? Because that's what the rumor is. And also that Dominion took out machines. That Dominion is really moving fast to get rid of their machinery. Do you know anything about that? Because that's illegal.
No, Ryan Germany. No, Dominion has not moved any machinery out of Fulton County. We're having
have they moved the inner parts of the machines and replaced them with other parts?
No.
You sure, Ryan?
I'm sure.
You should want to have an accurate election. And you're a Republican.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, I know you don't. No, you don't. You don't have. Not even close. You're off by hundreds of thousands of votes. You know what they did, and you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you know, you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you and to Ryan, your lawyer. That's a big risk. But they are shredding ballots, in my opinion, based on what I've heard, and they are removing machinery, and they're moving it as fast as they can, both of which are criminal fines, and you can't let it happen, and you are letting it happen. You know, I mean, I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen. So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this. And it's going to be very costly in many ways. And I think you have to say that you're going to reexamine it, and you can reexamine it, but reexamine it with people that want to find answers, not people that don't want to find answers. For instance, I'm hearing Ryan, and he's probably I'm sure, a great lawyer and everything, but he's making statements about those ballots that he doesn't know. But he's making them with such, he did make them with surety, but now I think he's less sure, because the answer is they all went to Biden. And that alone wins us the election by a lot. You know?
Mr. President, you have people that submit information, and we have our people that submit information, and then it comes before the court, and the court then has to make a determination. We have to stand by our numbers. We believe our numbers are right.
Well, under law, you're not allowed to give faulty election results, okay? You're not allowed to do that, and that's what you've done. This is a faulty election result. And honestly, this should go very fast. You should meet tomorrow, because you have a big election coming up. And because of what you've done to the president, you know, the people of Georgia know that this was a scam. And because of what you've done to the president, a lot of people aren't going out to vote. And a lot of Republicans are going to vote negative because they hate what you did to the president. Okay? They hate it. And they're going to vote. And if you would be respected, if really respected, if this thing could be straightened out before the election. You have a big election coming up on Tuesday.
One of the things we need in our elected leaders, for them to tell the truth, even if it's unpopular. Donald Trump is not running for president to make America great again. Donald Trump is not running for president to represent the people that voted for him in 2016 and 2020. Donald Trump is running to stay out of prison. And if we elect, I know the truth is hard. But if we elect Donald Trump, we are willingly giving Joe Biden 4 more years in the White House, and America can't handle that. God bless you, and God bless America.
And Republican Will Hurd, who is running for president, and that was him, last month, July the 28th, 2023, is absolutely correct. This piece of garbage is running for president to stay out of prison. And you could hear the boos, ooh, boo, ooh. And that's the ignorant, that's the cultish, that is the in love with their whiteness crowd who are never going to change their minds about someone like this piece of garbage, no matter how many indictments or convictions are thrown at him or handed down to him. Will Hurd is correct. This is what this guy is doing. He is running to save his own ass. That is very clear to me, and I think it would be very clear to millions of people across the United States of America. And that is the reality. Fannie Willis has put together a very compelling indictment here. I have begun to read through this, but not all of it. I say that all the time when I talk about these indictments. But I will read the first couple of manners and methods of the criminal enterprise as described in this indictment. Here is page number 16. 1. False statements and solicitation of state legislatures. May members of the enterprise, including several of the defendants, appeared in hearings in Fulton County, Georgia, before members of the Georgia General Assembly on December 3rd, December 10th, and December 30th, 2020. At these hearings, members of the enterprise made false statements concerning fraud in the November 3rd, 2020 presidential election. The purposes of these false statements was to persuade Georgia legislators to reject lawful electoral votes cast by the duly elected and qualified presidential electors from Georgia. Members of the enterprise corruptly solicited Georgia legislators instead to unlawfully appoint their own presidential electors for the purpose of casting electoral votes for you know who. I mean, that's not what the indictment says, actually. The name is spelled out. I'll read his name out. Donald Trump. Members of the enterprise also made false statements to state legislators during hearings and meetings in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania in November and December 2020 to persuade legislators in those states to unlawfully appoint their own presidential electors. I mean, this is criminal activity as alleged in the indictment. I'm reading right from it. And I invite you, dear listener, to read along as well. And I have put a link in the liner notes to this episode. This is something you really must do. Read these things. I know lots of people in this particular country called the US of A will not read this. Don't have the time for it, or can't read it, or don't care enough, or are so inundated with their lives that they don't have a good hour, maybe 2 hours to spare to read this. I understand that. I really do. If this indictment and all the other indictments were made on audiobooks or for Audible or whatever, it would be readily digestible to people as they work out. Although I don't recommend that you work out while you're listening to someone read all this out. But the bottom line, dear listener, is that that's just one of the manners of the criminal enterprise. This was a criminal enterprise. There was conspiracy alleged. There were false statements. Now, goodness me, Donald Trump and false statements. Oh, God. Oh, goodness me. That's never, never the twain shall meet. Huh. Oh, God. Speaking of false statements and Donald Trump, here is the second, and this is the second of the manners and methods of this criminal enterprise as alleged in this indictment that is 98 pages, 19 people, 41 different counts. Members of the enterprise, this is false statements to and solicitation of high-ranking state officials. Members of the enterprise, including several of the defendants, made false statements in Fulton County elsewhere in the state of Georgia to Georgia officials, including the governor, the secretary of state. I just played you the audio. The Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Members of the enterprise also corruptly solicited Georgia officials, including the Secretary of State and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, to violate their oaths to the Georgia Constitution and to the United States Constitution by unlawfully changing the outcome of the November 3rd, 2020 presidential election in Georgia in favor of Donald Trump. Members of the enterprise also made false statements to and solicited state officials in Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. This, dear listener, is a conspiracy. This, dear listener, is the definition of a criminal enterprise. A criminal enterprise. This didn't just happen in one state. You remember Giuliani doing the rounds, well, on Fox, talking about, oh, there was problems in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. No, you were the problem in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. It was you. You, Rudy Giuliani, were the friggin' problem. You, the piece of garbage, were the freaking problem. Are the freaking problem. You, Jenna Ellis. You, Sidney Powell. You, John Eastman. You, Mark Meadows. And I can go on and on and on and on. All 19 of you are guilty as sin, as far as I'm concerned, and I get it. There still has to be a trial. There still has to be their day in court. They've got, as the DA, Fani Willis, will tell you in just a few moments' time, until the 25th of August, that would be a Friday. That's 10 days from now, to surrender or be arrested. And by the way, one thing that I can tell you about this indictment is this, dear listener. This. You have the names of the grand jurors on this indictment. Why? That's Georgia law. Now, I don't agree with that law, and I wish that that law would change. I don't know. Well, there's ways to change the laws, right? Not do what these jackasses have allegedly done. I think they definitely did this. I mean, the evidence is there. Read the indictment. I will continue to read it. Not today, but my goodness me. It's really obvious to me that they've committed crimes here. And that there was a conspiracy. And I don't think that you should have grand juries' names of grand jurors on indictments. I think that's just ridiculous. I think that is a very, very dangerous thing, especially in this violent climate. It's not the first violent climate we've had in this country. I'm simply saying that I think that that law needs to be scrapped in Georgia. That's just ridiculous. But I've just given you just a small taste, a taste of what's on these 98 pages. The rest is up to you, dear listener. I will, and I have, put in the liner notes the entire 98-page indictment. I mean, all the names of the people on here and all the counts, there's 41 different counts, including perjury, false statements in writing, solicitation of violations of oath by public officer, conspiracy to commit computer invasion of privacy, conspiracy to defraud the state, influencing witnesses, conspiracy to commit election fraud, conspiracy to commit computer theft, filing false documents, false statements and writings, solicitation of violation of oath by public officer, forgery in the first degree, criminal attempt to commit filing false documents, forgery in the first degree, impersonating a public officer. I mean, this goes on and on and on. Violation of the Georgia Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. These people are criminals. And I want a court of law to establish that. Now, the DA has to present her case and make it stick and do so beyond a reasonable doubt to prove the guilt of these bastards. And each and every one of them must be convicted and spend time in prison. Simple as. Will any of these people fold and do plea deals? Well, we'll have to wait and see on that, won't we? But beyond question here is that you now have 19 indicted people, some of whom were all over television, some of whom were the subject of the January 6th committee, some of whom were actively involved on TV, their faces were on social media and everything else. Jenna Ellis, I can definitely think of her. I mean, she was all over Twitter. I remember that. Giuliani, all over Twitter. This guy has already got a legal suit filed against him on rape. I mean, this guy is, these people are disgusting. And the corporate news media, we'll just keep reporting as if they're heroes. This needs to end, and you need to vote people out of office with an R at the end of their name in parentheses. These Republicans, these people are criminal. And the Republican Party doesn't offer you a damn thing except for lies, lies, and lies. And criminal activity. Now, if you're happy voting for criminal activity, then that's what you're going to do. Nothing that you're going to hear here is intended to convince you to do anything otherwise. What I am saying is to those of you out there with some kind of conscience and some kind of morals and a sense of right and wrong, don't vote back in people like this. Don't vote back in people who are clearly criminals, who are demonstrably liars. It's clear that this guy lies. It's clear that these people lie. Rudy Giuliani, even a few weeks ago, admitted that he lied on those black women who were working in Georgia as poll workers. He slandered them publicly, and I hope if they haven't already done so, they take a lawsuit against him. He admitted that he lied. Why are you going to keep voting in criminals and liars? Why? And if you're doing that, what the hell is wrong with you? I know you won't examine who you are. It's part of a cult. And by the way, these people don't care that this piece of garbage hates them, and he does. These people don't care. These people, meaning the vast majority of those white people who vote voting for him, they don't care that Donald Trump hates them. That's not what this has ever been about for them. This is about a cult. This is about a cult of whiteness. And all these people who are white, who vote for this guy, in large numbers care about is that he's white and they are white. Nothing else matters. They don't care if he slanders them. They don't care if he takes a number two on them. They don't care about anything. But the fact is that they can look at him and see themselves. They can look at him and say he's white. They can look at themselves and they have that in common, their whiteness. That is what all of this is about. That is all it is about. It's not about anything else. That's all. And that's what happens when you have a country that continues not to look at its history, continues to pretend that enslavement didn't happen, continues to pretend, oh, that enslavement, you know, never existed, continues to say things like, oh, enslavement of black people was beneficial. When you have that garbage being said in states like Florida, come on. I mean, that should tell you everything. It really, really should tell you absolutely everything. And all these people who agonize, well, why do they still follow him? Ooh, why do we even keep going on about these silly supporters of his? It's not to say that you should not be aware of the January 6th terrorist attack, because that was his supporters who did that. But why, oh why, are people continuing to go along and go on and talk about his supporters? There are more people who don't support him than do. There are more people who support President Biden and support the rule of law than people who do not in this country. So why is the corporate news media continuing to talk about the people who support him and the people who support law breaking? Because it gets ratings is the answer. Because it means advertising dollars is the answer. That's what it's all about. It's what Les Moonves said just a few years ago. It may not be good for America, but it's damn good for CBS. And that's why the corporate news media in the United States continues to talk about this piece of garbage, to play every word he says. And I know I just played you 4 minutes of those. And to keep talking about him while you've got eight people around the table on any cable news network you can find talking about this guy. Covering this whole thing the way he wants them to. Don't forget, this piece of garbage was part of the media himself at one point. He was very much in bed with NBC. He owned a beauty pageant in conjunction with NBC. He had a series called The Apprentice on NBC. This guy was absolutely in bed with the media and they with him. Don't forget, it's the same corporate news media that gave him $2 billion of free airtime. Free airtime in his first campaign back in 2015 and 16. Market Watch is the source of that information. CBS News Market Watch. Go look it up. I put that on Twitter many times. By the way, I want to play you the press conference now from Fani Willis. That's what I want to do now. And so here is the press conference held late last night on the East Coast by the Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney, Fani Willis.
Thank you for joining us. I'm here with the prosecutors and investigators who have worked diligently on the investigation of criminal attempts to interfere in the administration of Georgia's 2020 presidential election. Today, based on information developed by that investigation, a Fulton County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state. The indictment includes 41 felony counts and is 97 pages long. Please remember that everyone charged in this bill of indictment is presumed innocent. Specifically, the indictment brings felony charges against Donald John Trump, Rudolph William Louis Giuliani, John Charles Eastman, Mark Randall Meadows, John Cheeseborough, Jeffrey Clark, Jenna Lynn Ellis, Ray Stallings Smith III, Robert David Cheely, Michael A. Roman, David James Schaefer, Sean Micah Tresher Steele, Stephen Clifgard Lee, Harrison William Prescott Floyd, Travion C. Cootie, Sydney Catherine Powell, Kathleen Austin Latham, Scott Graham Hall, and Misty Hampton, also known as Emily Misty Hayes. Every individual charged in the indictment is charged with one count of violating Georgia's Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act through participation in a criminal enterprise in Fulton County, Georgia, and elsewhere to accomplish the illegal goal of allowing Donald J. Trump to seize the presidential term of office beginning on January 20th, 21. Specifically, the participants in association took various actions in Georgia and elsewhere to block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors who were certified as the winners of Georgia's 2020 general election. As you examine the indictment, you will see acts that are identified as overt acts and those that are identified as predicate acts, sometimes called acts of racketeering activity. Overt acts are not necessarily crimes under Georgia law in isolation, but are alleged to be acts taken in furtherance of the conspiracy. Many occurred in Georgia, and some occurred in other jurisdictions and are included because the grand jury believes they were part of the illegal effort to overturn the results of Georgia's 2020 presidential election. The acts identified as predicate acts or acts of racketeering activity are crimes that are alleged to have been committed in furtherance of the criminal enterprise. Acts of racketeering activity are also charged as separate counts in the indictment against those who are alleged to have committed them. All elections in our nation are administered by the states, which are given the responsibility of ensuring a fair process and an accurate counting of the votes. That includes elections for presidential electors, Congress, state officials, and local offices. The state's role in this process is essential to the functioning of our democracy. Georgia, like every state, has laws that allow those who believe that results of an election are wrong, whether because of intentional wrongdoing or unintentional error, to challenge those results in our state courts. The indictment alleges that rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result. Subsequent to the indictment, as is the normal process in Georgia law, the grand jury issued arrest warrants for those who are charged. I am giving the defendants the opportunity to voluntarily surrender no later than noon on Friday, the 25th day of August, 2023. I remind everyone here that an indictment is only a series of allegations based on a grand jury's determination of probable cause to support the charges. It is now the duty of my office to prove these charges in the indictment beyond a reasonable doubt at trial. I would like to take a moment to thank the Superior Court Clerk, Shay Alexander, and her staff for staying late and making sure that this indictment was processed. I would also like to thank the men and women of Sheriff Labatt's office for keeping the courthouse open, but most importantly, for keeping us safe over the weeks and months that have led up to this indictment, and for what I know they will continue to do to keep us safe. We also want to thank the Atlanta Police Department and other law enforcement partners who have worked with the sheriff to keep us safe. I will now take a very limited number of questions prior to going to sleep.
Can you clarify in Georgia the mandatory minimum when it comes to RICO charges, whether it's servable by probation or how that might play out?
The RICO charges has time that you have to serve, so it is not a probated sentence.
Madam District Attorney, what's the timetable for your trial?
What is the timetable for the trial?
Yes.
As you know, in this jurisdiction, trials are set by the judges. And so it will be the judge that sets the date of the trial. This office will be submitting a proposed scheduling order within this week. However, that will totally be at the discretion of the judge.
You're the fourth person now to indict Donald Trump. Do you believe you need to be the fourth one to try him, or could you move it up? Do you want to be the first to try him?
I don't have any desire to be first or last. I want to try him and be respectful for our sovereign states. We do want to move this case along, and so we will be asking for a proposed order that occurs a trial date within the next 6 months.
There was earlier today, there was a fictitious document, according to the Fulton County Clerk's Office, that was circulated online with charges against former President Donald Trump. That fictitious document matched exactly the charges that we now see in this indictment. Can you tell us more about that document leak? Because now you have the former president's lawyers who are saying this is emblematic of a serious problem with your office.
No, I can't tell you anything about what you refer to. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated till almost 8 o'clock, if not right after 8 o'clock. An indictment was returned. It was true billed, and you now have an indictment. I am not an expert on clerks' duties or even administrative duties. I wouldn't know how to work that system, and so I'm not going to speculate. Next question.
Have you had any contact with the special counsel about overlap between these cases, and do you intend to try all of these defendants together?
Do I intend to try the 19 defendants in this indictment together? Yes.
And have you had any contact with the special counsel about the overlap between this indictment and the federal indictment?
I'm not going to discuss our investigation at this time.
The arguments made by former President Trump that this is a politically motivated indictment.
I make decisions in this office based on the facts and the law. The law is completely nonpartisan. That's how decisions are made in every case. To date, this office has indicted, since I've been sitting as a district attorney, over 12,000 cases. This is the 11th RICO indictment. We follow the same process. We look at the facts, we look at the law, and we bring charges.
Have you had conversations about the terms of surrender?
Will you try this case yourself?
Has the jury been cleared?
Sit down.
So that was the Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis last night in a press conference that lasted just over 10 minutes to announce the indictments of 19 people, including the piece of garbage, on racketeering charges under the RICO Act, the Racketeer-Influenced Corrupt Organizations Act, excuse me, RICO, the RICO statute. And that's a big one. This is going to be, the District Attorney Fani Willis in Fulton County, Georgia, has done an excellent job here. Her legal team has done an excellent job. This is a 2.5-year investigation. And so when you hear the piece of garbage saying, oh, why didn't they indict me 2.5 years ago? Why did they wait till now? You don't just indict people, you investigate. You do a thing called an investigation. And in this world, in that thing called an investigation, you investigate. You bring forth evidence. You interview witnesses. You gather statements. You gather testimony. You gather documentation. That's called an investigation. You don't just indict someone because you feel like it. You have to have evidence, documentation. But that's the line, the stupidity line, that the piece of garbage is going to be telling you. Oh, well, why didn't they indict me 2.5 years ago? They're doing it now because an election's coming up. Ugh. Or why did you do what you did on January 2nd, 2021? Was that because there was an election coming up? Or was it because you wanted to stay in office when you weren't elected to serve a second term in office? What about that? And why did what happened on January 6, 2021 happen? Was that because it was all about your running in 2024? Or was it because you wanted to stay in office beyond the term that you were allowed to? I think the focus should be on the criminal. The focus should be on the liar, not on people who are actually doing what they are charged to do under the law, under their oath. Unlike you, you lying piece of garbage, you scumbag, you. You did not follow your oath. You violated the Constitution. You were impeached twice. You've been indicted 4 times. You are a certified liar. You are a credibly accused sexual predator and abuser and rapist. Credibly accused. Dozens of women have come forward and said you were the one who either raped them or who abused them in some way. You have used violence against women. It's you. It's you. And every time you get indicted, you are always saying that someone who indicts you has an agenda against you, or they're partisan, or they're for Biden, or they're for this. And every single time you get indicted, we know that you are a piece of garbage, and you are a criminal, and you are a liar, and you are a crooked piece of shit. Yes, I said it. That is exactly what you are. And if this country wants to put crooked pieces of shit in office, it has under this rubric the right to do that. I would like to believe that people would reject that notion. And indeed, 81 million people did. Back in November of 2020. I believe they will again in November of 2024. And ultimately, this is about you and I. Not about the piece of garbage or his supporters. It's about us. And the question becomes, are you going to go and vote this garbage out? And I mean not just him if he gets the nomination, but I mean all of these people in the Republican Party, because ultimately, that's really what this is about. The people who have been denying you your rights all across the country, taking away your right to choose, taking away all kinds of things from you every day. That's ultimately where this goes. all the lies that get thrown out on social media or get thrown out on Fox, it's up to you and me and us to vote these bastards out of office. And as for the indictment, I want every one of those bastards convicted and serving prison time. That must be the remit. All of these people need to go to prison. Lock them up. Dear listener, you can follow me on Twitter at ThePopcorn, R-E-E-L. You can also follow along, of course, on Spoutable, SPOUTIBLE.com/popcorn, R-E-E-L. Or you can download the Spoutable app on Android and on Apple. I can be found in numerous other social media departments. Don't forget to support this podcast. Follow, like, subscribe, all the rest. Recommend the Politocrat Daily Podcast. And, dear listener, I do appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore.